Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see here. It looks like we have Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is this Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Angela? Okay, did I miss anyone? Okay, so far I have Mom, Dad, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Angela, and myself. Did I miss anyone? I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'll pick up reading in Exodus 20, waiting for others to join in. Exodus 21:11, and it goes on to say, this is still within the Ten Commandments. Then God issued this edit. I am Jehovah your God, who liberated you from your slavery in Egypt. You may worship no other god than me. You shall not make yourself any idols, any images resembling animals, birds, or fish. You must never bow to an image or worship it in any way, for I, the Lord your God, am very possessive. I will not share your affection with any other god, and when I punish people for their sins, the punishment continues upon the children, the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren of those who hate me. But, I lost my place. But I lavish my love upon thousands of those who love me and obey my commandments. You should not use the name of Jehovah your God irreverently, nor use it to swear to a falsehood. You will not escape punishment if you do so. Remember to observe the Sabbath as a holy day. Resist before the Lord your God. On that day you are to do no work of any kind, nor shall your sons, daughter, or slaves, whether men or women, or your cattle, or your household guests. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, earth, and seas, and everything in them, and rested the seventh day. So he blessed the seventh day and set it aside for rest. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we had another call to join in. IT Dot?
Yes.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call one more time, and then Angela will give us the blessing of the prayer line. I have Mom, Dad, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Angela, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen. Well, I'll turn it over to Angela to bless the line.
You cutting out.
You're breaking up, Angela.
Welcome to our weekly prayer session. As written in Hebrews 10:21-24, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Let us hold unswerving to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with all of the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, and your self-control. Apply the blood of Jesus over each of us and over the airways that surround us. We ask you to bind the spirit of fear and distraction, render it powerless and harmless. Lord, wash and sweep your minds with your precious blood. Give each of us clarity of thought with a sound and sober mind. In Jesus' holy name, to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, we're going to go ahead with our program. We have an open session tonight. Welcome, everyone, to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. And I will start with Auntie Dot. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read St. Mark chapter 5, starting at 25 to 34. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physical, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather drew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. Well, she said, if I may touch by this cloth, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed for that pledge. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virus had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touches my clothes? And the disciple said unto him, thou seest the multitude drawing thee, and said, thou who touches me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fear and trembled, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of the plague. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. And Angela, thank you for the opening prayer. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead on to Dad. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to read a little by Brother Luke.
Amen.
Starting at the second chapter. And at 22nd chapter, starting at the 37 voice. Now I got it right.
Amen.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Now, we used to tell a lot when we had freedom back yesterday, growing up. We tell the good that after eat the good, tell the boy that. But we didn't know about the gospel of then. And so, 2039 voice, and he see in the second, your life unto it. That's your love, thy neighbor, as thyself. On these commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what thinketh you of Christ? Whose son is he? They said unto him, the son of David. He said unto them, how then does David? And he said unto them, how then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord says unto my Lord, sit thy on my right hand, till I make thine enemy thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him, would, neither does any man from that day forward ask him any more questions. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see, Auntie Betty, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read from 1 John chapter 2. My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be reading out of Jeremiah 16, 1 through 22, and say, the fart in the auction block. One of the worst aspects of slavery in America was the auction block. Here on the auction block, slaves were forced to stand while white men bought and sold them like livestock, having absolutely no control over his or her destiny. The slave faced a fat, determined execution by the keeper of the auction block. In Jeremiah 16, we see that typical character, Samson, finding himself on the auction block. On another kind of auction block. On this auction block, he was not sold, having been consecrated to God in a vow. He from the Lord, he was supposed to tell no one the secret of his strength, nor could he cut his hair. But while Samson was strong in body, he proved to be weak in character. He participated in his own downfall. He took his eye off of the destiny and mission, and in an act of self-gratification, married a woman outside of his faith. He also broke his vow to God by telling his unbelieving wife the secret of his physical strength. And she told him, she sold him out of the envy. She sold him out to the internet for 1,100 pieces of silver. Now Samson found himself on an auction block. But unlike the slave who was victim of the sin of slave master, Samson stood on the auction block as a victim of his own sin and weakness. This kind of auction block still exists today. Those who desire to be used by the Lord must not allow themselves to be sidetracked by personal weakness. Daily, we must spend quality time in prayer and meditation. We must seek the spiritual strength to stand even in the face of great temptation. We must remember that Satan will use our weakness to put us on his auction block. And the prayer said, "Dear Jesus, give us strength to overcome our weakness, so so that we can do so we do not participate in our own downfall. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see, I'll go next, and my reading is coming out of Joel Osteen. The topic is Stand Firm. It says, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. The reading is out of Exodus 14:13. When you step out to do something big for God, the enemy will send challenges and distractions to knock you off course. He may try to send you running, but you have a promise that God is working behind the scenes for you. You'll be amazed at what God do in your life when you stand and face your challenges and hold on to the promises found in his word. When you take a stand, you make a declaration of your faith in God and automatically raise the shield of faith, which extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the evil one, Ephesians 6:16. So take a stand today and stay on the course the Lord has set for you. Take a stand in your prayer life. Take a stand in your Bible study time. And take a stand in your acts of service and giving to others. Take a stand and see the salvation and provision of the Lord in every area of your life. The prayer that goes along with that says, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your promise to bring me through to victory. I ask for your strength as I take a stand to do what is right according to your word. I know your hands of blessing is upon my every act of obedience. I bless your name today, and I will seek to serve you in everything I do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, my next person would be Auntie Carrie. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 125.
Amen.
They that trust in the Lord shall be as mountain Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. As the mountains are around and about Jerusalem, so the Lord is around about his people from his forevermore. For the rod of the wicked shall rest upon the lot of the righteous. Lest the righteous put forth thy hand into iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart. As such as turn aside upon their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Angela, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from my book of prayers, The Power of Praying for Your Adult Children. As long as we live, we parents will always have our children on our minds and hearts. Even after they become adults, we will forever be concerned for their safety, well-being, more importantly, their relationship with God, and success in all they do, from their work to their health, to their friends, and to their marriage relationships, to the raising of their children. Because we don't know exactly what is going on in their lives, we need a way to pray that will cover them and bring us peace in the process. When we pray for our adult children, every time they come, we should pray for our adult children every time they come to mind. I believe those prayers will help any parent to have a positive impact on the lives of their adult children. I pray that each prayer will help you find greater freedom from worry and concern, because you are tapping into the power of God, which is greater than anything you or they may be facing. When we take our concerns to the Lord, trusting that God hears our prayers and answers them on behalf of our adult children, our prayers will have the power to effect change in their lives. Who among us doesn't want that? 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Let's see here. To continue on into our program, we're going to go into the second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you honor and the praise. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless Jessica Smith, Angela Burns, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Lowe, Rochelle Bessler, Daddy Verna, Calvin, Ruth Edwards and family, Auntie Marie, Charles and Val, Isaiah, the Norris family, Auntie Betty, Ricky Husman, Malachi, Loretta Simmons, myself, Mary Ann, Angela Patton, Sean Williams, Joseph and Sister Shirley and family, Lenny and family, Quentin, Rayco and family, Tanya, Tony, Eric, Valerie Crockett, the Rossiter family, Eddie Tipman, Mario, Calvin, Jesse Verna, Sedaria, DeMarcus, Doris Reed and family, Josh and Kim, Cheryl, Tally and family, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Janet Williams, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, and Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for keeping us. Continue to lay your heavenly hands upon us. Lead and guide us the way that you want us to go, and allow us to hear that still voice, that it is all good, and by his stripes we are healed. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, moving right into our birthdays celebration for June 28th through July 4th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week? Okay, well, we know there's someone's birthday. Amen.
Amen.
And Daddy, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song today?
Yes.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. To all the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Daddy. Okay, we are at the part of our program where we do our praise report, testimonies, songs, and poems. So I'll just go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, first person I come up to would be Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
I'm going to attempt to sing a song.
Amen.
Amen.
I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will love and trust Him in His presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasure all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Amen.
Amen.
Aretha.
Amen. All right, Miss Aretha.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Surrender All. Amen. Amen. Okay, next person I come to would be Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poems you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, come back to me.
Come back to you? Okay, no problem.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Carrie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would like to read a little out of Colossians 4.
Amen.
Starting at the second verse, continue in prayer. Let me start again. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of God, to which I am also in bond, that I may make it manifest as though I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading. I'll continue in prayer. Thank you, Auntie Carrie. Okay, Dad, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
The Bible brings fruit for life. But here to light is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, bring forth its fruit. It's in its season. Who leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Jesus gives fruitful life. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
The scriptures tell us of Jesus Christ. You search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me. For he wrote about me. John 5:39-46. Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he impounded to them and all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Okay, Auntie Betty, Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm still coming from 1 John chapter 2. But I want to thank you, Loretta, Angela, and William, for the getting the family together. It was really beautiful, and I was just so glad to see everybody. And I just had a wonderful time. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you. We had a wonderful time. We really did.
Yes. I'm writing to you who are God's children because your sin has been forgiven through Jesus. I'm writing to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ who exists from the beginning. I am writing to you who are young in the faith because you have won your battle with the evil one. I have written to you who are God's children, because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in faith, because you know Christ, who exists from the beginning. I have written to you who are young in the faith, because you are strong. God's word lives in your heart, and you have won your battle with the evil one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see. Auntie Dot, are you ready now? Or?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 134.
Amen.
Behold, blessed the Lord, all the servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
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 And I also want to thank Angela and Loretta also for the beautiful time we had last Friday.
Amen. It was awesome. Yeah. It really was.
And we really appreciate it.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Okay, let's see here. I'll go next, and I also would like to thank everyone for coming out to the barbecue. It was wonderful. We also want to give Dot a special thanks for opening up her house for us, right?
Amen.
I know it. Everybody was trying to take a vote about how many people was there. I think the final results was about 200 people showed up. But
amen.
Regardless how many showed up, it was really awesome to see everyone.
Amen.
It really was.
It really was.
Yeah, and it was all God doing, I tell you. We give him the praises.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, well, my reading is coming out of Romans 5, 1 through 5. And so now, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into the place of highest privileges where we now stand, and we can confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has in mind for us to be. We can rejoice, too, when we run into a problem or a trial, for we know that they are good for us. They help us to learn to be patient, and patience develops strength of character in us and help us to trust God more each time we use it, until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. Then when that happens, we're able to hold our head up high, no matter what happens, and know that all is well, for we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us, because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. Our next person, Angela, you want to share praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to chime in with everyone and thanking God for opening her home and for everyone for sharing with their families, and they all came. It was just a wonderful experience.
Amen.
It really touched my heart. I want to say this prayer because I think it goes along with that. Out of Galatians 6, 9, and 10.
Amen.
Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Lord, fill me so full of your love that it overflows to others. Give me a heart that is willing to continually give of myself and my possessions according to your leading. May I always keep in mind that giving out of love is actually giving back to you in faith, and that I would never lose anything by doing so. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, look like this is coming to a closer here. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Great program. Let's see here. Angela, you prepare for the closing prayer?
I'm sure.
Next week will be another open session. Angela and I get together and try to get another program out as soon as possible. But until then, we'll continue with the open session. Amen.
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 Okay, amen. Now if everyone would bow their head while Angela share, do the closing prayer for us.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We come in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We give you honor and glory. Holy Spirit, we ask you to worship. We thank you for worshiping with us today. And thank you for allowing us to be here today. Thank you for waking us up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for allowing us to be strong and of good courage.
Yes.
Amen.
And having faith in you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellums family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Father God, we love you, and we thank you, for we will put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. For you say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting and believing in your words alone. May everyone have a blessed week. I want to say happy 4th of July to everyone. And
amen.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you guys dearly. Have a safe and happy holiday.
Amen.
Good night.
Love y'all.
I would like to leave this with you for the week. Lord, you know what is best, and you desire to lead us in paths that are right and good. Give us the courage to trust and to follow you in the ways of righteousness for your name's sake. What may seem upside down to us is right side up to God. Have a blessed week. Love you all. Good night.